Allow our relationships to guarantee you the most competitive rates. The MultiCare Group can provide you with all these services, plus we can offer payroll services at the most competitive rates, along with the best workers' compensation programs available in the country. Call Patrick Casale of the MultiCare Group today, 702-396-9449.
I'm attorney Paul Powell. A lot of lawyers promise a lot of things. No fee unless we win. The consults are free. Of course they offer that stuff. All lawyers do that. But will they promise not to take more money than you at the end of your case? No. When you call me, that answer's yes. I'll never take more money than you, and I put it in writing.
Call 728-5500 or go to paulpowell.com.
I really can help.
Paul Powell.
More lawyer, less fee.
Some restrictions apply.
There's a big showdown coming this June. It's you and me versus the Freedom Killers. Hey, Sisolak, we want our freedoms back, but don't count on help from machine-funded rhinos like Joe Lombardo or Dean Heller. I'm Fred Simon, the only genuine conservative in the race. Tell your friends and neighbors about my campaign and learn more anytime at simonforgovnv.com. Paid for by Simon for Nevada.
Talking about the news of the day need not be toxic or boring. Hey, it's Rob Carson. Join me weeknights from 6 to 8 for a unique and fun look at politics and pop culture. It's the Rob Carson Show on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Newsmakers, newsbreakers, and everything in between. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
It is amazing. The price of a gallon of gasoline has gone up, what, 10 cents in one day, 24 hours. At this rate, we're going to be at $6 a gallon gasoline very, very soon. Gentleman Jim Dallas has a story of a florist and how the high gas prices, the Biden surcharge, I call it, is impacting all of us. But a lot of folks in business, it's impacting them as well.
It's changing the way they actually do business. There's a local floral shop here in the Las Vegas Valley. They have said that they do deliveries everywhere in the valley, from Boulder City all the way to Mount Charleston. That's a wide area. They've been around for about 30 years. They're saying that it used to cost about $70 a week to fill up their vans, and they have five vans. But now it costs over $100 a week for these vans. And you multiply that, and it's an extra $1,000 a week. Well, what they're saying now is if they get a call, let's say, at noon to deliver flowers in, let's say, Henderson, and then somebody calls at 1 o'clock in Henderson and says, hey, can you deliver some more? They're not going to do it. They said, we cannot afford to make multiple trips out of the city. So this is affecting the way people do business, and certainly in this particular store, they said they're not going to raise their flower prices yet, but they have to raise the cost of delivery. It's just the cost of doing business.
Companies just can't absorb those kind of increases, whether you're a restaurant and the price of meat goes up to you, all of a sudden that $15 steak has to become a $20 steak.
Yeah, it's already happened. One of my favorite places. They used to sell the old classic, the old Vegas prices of a $10 steak is now $13.
Ooh,
and that was before the war in Ukraine. So who knows? Maybe it's going to go up some. But when you talk about the difference between $5 a gallon and $7 a gallon, which a lot of people are predicting or beyond, it's destroying a business model for a lot of people who are delivering the goods to the people.
Coming up next, Dr. Fred Simon, what can he do to help when he gets to Congress or gets to the governor's mansion, I should say? Is there something at a state level that can be done on these gas prices? This is just getting ridiculous. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ
ACQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
And at 2:31, as we check out our conditions on the area freeways, I think the high prices have scared a lot of people away. No problems there on the 15 as we speak. You're moving along. Moderate flows on the Southern Beltway, 215 eastbound at the 15 interchange. You'll see just a little congestion there as you enter the Spaghetti Bowl downtown on US 95 eastbound. That's past Valley View. Because ahead of that, those lane restrictions, it's a bottleneck. You go from four lanes to three lanes down to two lanes. And that is both directions on Interstate 515 between Main Street and Eastern Avenue. So keep that in mind as you try to squeeze through the Spaghetti Bowl.
Pro Insurance Solutions presents this Sports Flash powered by the Score app from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauley. The UNLV women's basketball team headed to the Mountain West Championship game. They get there, knocking off Air Force yesterday 61-50. And this evening, they are going to take on the sixth seed, Colorado State. UNLV men's basketball, they will open up their run in the tournament coming up tomorrow when they are set to take on Wyoming. They knocked off Wyoming back on March 2nd, 64-57. Vegas Golden Knights hockey, they lose yesterday to the Philadelphia Flyers 2-1. They will play Buffalo coming up tomorrow. Download the Score app today. Lightning fast sports alerts so you never miss a thing. It's why the Score app is one of North America's most popular sports apps. This Sports Flash is brought to you by Pro Insurance Solutions. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauley, AM 670 KMZQ, Talk Radio done right.
I need tech that leaves my hands free during my work day and my workout.
It's possible at Staples.
I need tech for my home office that makes it easier to work from home.
Also possible because your local Staples store has the innovative tech and tools you need to take on the future of work, all at great prices. And right now, Apple AirPods Pro are only $199, a savings of $50. Explore what's new right now at Staples, the working and learning store. Ends 3/12. Limit 2 while supplies last.
Hi, it's Rick. I'm at the Smith's home. Where's Donnie?
Leaves and autumn bookings pile up for Rick's gutter cleaning service.
He's out? Ah, come on.
He needs help before his bottom line gets clogged.
Okay, well, what about Christiana? We still got six houses today.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
My name is Tony Grady, and I am running to become your next Lieutenant Governor. Please go to TonyGradyForNevada.com and learn about me. The wisdom of the Bible reads, "For everything there is a season and a time for every matter under heaven." For Nevadaans, this is our time to act. Our current elected officials are not representing the people. They are dictating to us. No longer can we remain passive. No longer can we keep silent. We are compelled to speak. The Democrats have shown their ideology and power are more important to them than our country or our great state. Together, we can make a difference. Standing on the firm foundation of the United States Constitution, let me be your mouthpiece. I will be your voice. I will represent you. Go to TonyGradyForNevada.com and read my story. Elect me, because your voice matters, Nevada. I am Tony Grady, and I approve this message. Paid for by Tony Grady for Nevada.
It's all about Las Vegas. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekday afternoons, noon to 3, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
So good to have you with us on this Wednesday, this hump day. And good to have on Dr. Fred Simon, Republican candidate for governor. He's a trauma surgeon from Douglas County. He's a small businessman and a good guy to boot. And he joins us now. Dr. Simon, how you been?
Kevin, I've been doing really wonderful down here. I spent a lot of time down in Clark County and am down there today and have been for about the past month.
when you're down here, you're obviously putting miles on a car or an SUV or a van. And I'm just curious, with the price of gasoline going through the roof, are you feeling it yet?
Oh, you bet I am. I think everybody's feeling it. You know, one of the interesting things that's happening, Kevin, is there's so much going on in the world. You know, the Ukraine-Russia thing, the price of gas going up, people struggling. I'm finding that, you know, people really aren't paying much attention to this particular election coming up, which I think is really critical. So we're out there talking to everybody we can and understanding that, you know, the basic bills is what everybody's thinking about and worrying about what will happen if there's escalations in Russia and Ukraine.
Is the president handling this right or wrong?
Well, I think the former president handled it quite well, showing a country with strength. I think what we're seeing is the fact that around the world, our president has portrayed himself as to be a weak leader and that the country is weak based upon our response to everything. And I think what will end up happening is we'll see more aggression around the world unless we take a different stance. So the answer is no, absolutely not.
And as far as going to Congress and making a difference, what could you do as a member of Congress if you were in a race, going to Congress, what they can do? Is there a state role that you could do as governor?
Well, here's what's really important in any state. You have to have collaboration between your federal elective officials, and that's the Congress and the Senate. And so everything that affects us on a federal level and international level affects us on a state level. So first and foremost, it's communication, sitting down with the folks that represent the citizens at the federal level, which is Congress and Senate. And we need to be on the same platform in regards to what's important for Nevada as well as the country. But again, my philosophy is we need to become less and less responsible and committed to what the federal people are telling us to do. We need to have our own state rights, and I think it even needs to go to the local level where all the local communities need to dictate how they want to live. Though it does go up the ladder, we do get federal funds, but there are certain things we can do to decrease the cost of our government so we can tell the feds that we're going to do our own independent thing based upon state needs and what the citizens want at the local level.
Tell me what life is like on the campaign trail and when you're getting to all 17 counties in our state. That means you're traveling a lot. You're traveling a lot by car. I'm curious what life is like for you and how, you know, you had a pretty good life before this.
Well, I'll tell you, as you know, as a trauma surgeon, I worked under controlled chaos, pretty steady, pretty even keeled. But I will admit, I like to share with honesty different things. At this point in time, knowing that this is almost mid-March, there's a degree of stress I feel because you want to be able to go out and touch as many voters as you can. You want people to know who you are. I'm still not known in pockets of Nevada. And you are just kind of under the pressure to get out there as much as you can. Now, this week, I'm doing 14 different events, both in the north and the south. Anything I can find to get the message out, because I think our message is very clear and very good, but it's a time constraint issue. We started the 1st of June, and everybody said, oh, you're early. I'm feeling like, you know, the time is just dripping away. So that's one thing. Number two, wherever I am, I try and make sure my nutrition's good. I try and exercise. I try to keep up my basic lifestyle that I have for my own health, but that's harder to do. So you're sometimes sleeping in my bus. Sometimes I'm sleeping in a hotel. I'm flying 6:15 in the morning, and I take the late flights like 9:55 at night, getting in at midnight, because during the day I have to be campaigning. So that's really what this is all about if you're serious about your campaign and getting the information out in the platform, and that's what I'm doing every single day.
What is it that you hear from voters? And by the way, has it changed in the last couple of weeks with the spike in energy costs and things like that? What are you hearing from voters? What is it that the voters want?
You know, Kevin, it's pretty interesting that everybody always asks about voter integrity. People were so overwhelmed by what happened in Nevada and across the country and all of the rhetoric about voter integrity. That is asked commonly almost every event I go to. And basically, we need voter ID with verification by signature. And down the line, maybe by fingerprint, which would be foolproof. And then we need, as I tell people, we need voting day to be a holiday. It solves many of the problems. The other thing people still are stressing on is education, because everybody around the state is learning or already knew that we're 50th out of 50. And then healthcare. Those three things are the major things we hear. And then the fourth thing that people still talk about because of things that happen in Las Vegas, and that's safety for the citizen, gang issues, drugs, and what are we doing about our Second Amendment rights?
Wow. Again, joining us, Dr. Fred Simon. He is a trauma surgeon from Douglas County. He is a small businessman. He's also a candidate for governor. And I want to ask you, because you've been invited to the Las Vegas COVID Summit coming up later in March. In fact, it's at the Ahern Hotel here in Las Vegas on March 26th. First of all, what is it? And obviously, you'll be talking about COVID, I'm sure.
Well, I'm participating in organizing a lot of it. Kevin, and what it is an opportunity for all the community citizens to come and hear all the world experts that we could bring to Las Vegas in a summit like this. Peter McCullough from Dallas, the cardiologist, Richard Urso, who's done ventilatory management and repurposed drugs such as ivermectin, talking about therapeutics, Ryan Coles from Boise, Idaho, who is the expert on testing and has testified and written and been seen on podcasts about testing for the last couple of years. Heather Gessling, I'm having her come out because she is a primary care doctor, and we're short of physicians all throughout Nevada and primary care doctors, such as counties up north, Lyon County, where we have Urington with no doc, Mineral County, where we have Hawthorne with no docs in Fernley. And we want to bring in the independent doctors back to communities, and she has a platform and process to do that, independent of hospital systems, where the doctors will stay in the communities. And then the virologist, Lee Minyan from Hong Kong. And she's the young lady who exposed the bioterrorism that was originating in China, connected with Fauci, connected with this virus, all denoted by the patents that are all out there. So it'll be a very interesting day with all of these people participating. In addition, they're not only going to talk about 10 to 15 minute blurbs of certain aspects, they're going to expose to the public here what their lives were and how they've changed, and how government and independent organizations have tried to influence their lives to the negative, such as medical boards of licensing, hospitals and decertification, the attempt to decertification of their boards, threats to their lives. And they're willing to come here and not only talk about COVID and what happened the last 2 years, but also give us an intimate, close view of how their lives have changed by going out there and trying to be advocates for the citizens of America. Should be very fascinating.
If folks want to be a part of it, how can they hook up with tickets to it? It's March 26th, and it's at the Ahern Hotel. It'll be moderated by Wayne Allen Root. How can folks get tickets? How can they be a part of it?
They can go to LasVegasSummit.com. That is LasVegasSummit.com. Or they can go to Facebook and find Las Vegas Summit. and it'll be a very nice day. We're going to start at 10 o'clock. We're going to go through the afternoon, and we'll go as long as the public wants to. Everybody's agreed they would answer questions from the public, anything they would like to ask. So there are going to be presentations. They're going to be talking about their lives, and then there's going to be an open question and answer for the public that goes until, you know, probably 5, 6 o'clock, or whenever everybody decides they have had enough of this. So it's LasVegasSummit.com.
Okay, I want to ask you, because there's been a lot of talk about the candidates, and there's 9 candidates for governor. You are one of them. Can you talk a little bit about some of the other candidates that maybe you've either had contact with or you've been watching their campaign as to where they are, special interests, things like that?
Well, Kevin, to our interestingly provocative surprise, there are 2 more candidates now in the last 48 hours. There are now 11.
Who are the 2? Who are the late bloomers here?
Well, we have 2 late bloomers. You know, I am not fully aware of their names and their affiliation. Well, they're affiliated as Republicans. They've come in. I have no idea who they are. So I was informed this morning there's a gentleman and another lady who are participating and have filed.
Wow, wow. Any thoughts on the first 9, any of them that stick out to you?
Well, we all know the name Joe Lombardo. We all know that he forced a fair number of his people in his department to take the vaccine. We know we've never had a report from Joe Lombardo about October 1st, 2017, with more and more information now coming out. I know Joe Lombardo has contact with Homeland Security, and as the campaign has gone on, I, in the last 3 weeks, have had my campaign hacked. Events have been hacked in, and the opportunity for people to come see me has been manipulated and destroyed. We've had people follow us now. Now, there's good and bad to that. When we look at it, who can afford to do that? There's only 2 candidates with money, and the number one with the most money is Joe Lombardo. But that must mean we're somewhat over the target as a campaign. And then we have John Lee, who was a Democrat up until April 6th of 2021, with a conservative rating of about 32 in 100. Was not one of the conservative legislators when he was in the legislature. And he has some issues in his own county about an ordinance for the Second Amendment, which people need to look up.
Wow.
And then Joey Gilbert, the attorney from Reno, he has claimed that he has filed lawsuits that have won. He lost the one in Las Vegas for the mass, and 2 mothers are now responsible for $57,503 of attorney fees. The Calvary Chapel lawsuit, which he said that he won from the Ninth Circuit Court, was done by David Cortman out of Georgia.
Wow.
And in fact, I got all of the data and literature off Joey Gilbert's website, and his name is on not one document in that case.
Wow.
Zero.
Hey,
that came off his website.
Hey, Dr. Simon, I need to take a quick break. Quick break, and we'll come right back. More coming up with Dr. Fred Simon as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
It comes from Washington. Darkness spreading across America, devouring all in its path. Radical socialists are hell-bent on destroying everything we've worked for. Our communities, our values, the foundations of our entire country. But John Lee switched parties to stop them, joining the fight for conservative values just like Ronald Reagan and Donald J. Trump before him.
I will wipe out socialism in this state. We will not let that come. It will not be even considered in Nevada as long as I'm governor.
As a principled conservative, John Lee is a proud pro-life champion.
That little life is more valuable than anything.
As NRA Legislator of the Year, John Lee courageously defends our gun rights.
I will do everything in my power to see that we stay a pro-gun state.
And as Governor, John Lee will stop the left's tyranny at our borders and keep Nevada's future bright. John Lee for Governor. Paid for by the committee to elect John Lee.
Guys and gals, by now you know there are non-invasive and minimally invasive medical solutions to hair restoration without side effects, right?
No.
Okay, so you don't know. Doctors of Hair use only clinically proven treatments, from platelet-rich plasma hair therapy that uses your own platelets to stimulate stem cells deep in your hair follicle to halt hair loss and regrow hair, to the FDA-cleared clinical hair restoration laser that's proven to regrow hair, to neograft hair transplants that offer discreet, natural-looking results in a week or less with no linear scarring. All of these services are administered by Doctors of Hair caring medical professionals, experts at understanding how devastating hair loss can be at any age. Treatments work for both men and women wanting a natural, thicker head of hair without side effects.
Doctors of Hair, call now, 702-751-0086. That's 702-751-0086 or online at doctorsofhair.com.
Doctors of Hair, now you know.
How would you like to save 10 to 20% immediately on your power bill? How would you like to lock in a low fixed monthly rate for years to come? Hey, Kevin Wall here. Thad Auger and the solar professionals at Inspire Solar Solutions will help you do just that. Save a fortune on your power bill. Plus, for a limited time, there's a federal tax incentive that will save you 26% off the price of your solar system. And there's no out-of-pocket cost. I repeat, there's no out-of-pocket cost. As a bonus, you'll get a Vivint smart home security system with 3 years monitoring for free. That's a $2,800 value. It's time to make the switch to solar and save thousands in the long run on your power bill. Take advantage of these limited time offers. Call or text Thad at 702-518-9646 or check him out at InspireSolarSolutions.com. That's 702-718-9646 or InspireSolarSolutions.com. InspireSolarSolutions.com and tell them Kevin Wall sent you.
I was in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean when it happened. There was a sudden jolt and our submarine crashed on the seafloor. We were in total darkness.
That's Dr. Dejana Figueroa, a marine biologist and STEM teacher, talking about a deep sea dive she'll never forget.
It's funny. When I was a kid, I was afraid of the ocean. And there I was, 2 miles below the surface. But as a scientist, you prepare for that. Using our training and a little creativity, we fixed the sub and finished our experiments. The dive was just too important. Every dive gives us glimpses at things few people ever get to see. Glowing creatures, fiery undersea volcanoes. When we got back to the surface, I kissed the ground and called my mom, of course. But you know what? I wouldn't trade that dive for anything.
Dr. Figueroa uses her passion for STEM to discover new things and make the world a better place. She can STEM, so can you. Check out She Can STEM for more stories and inspiration. A message from the Ad Council.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Dr. Fred Simon joining us, running for governor. How can folks reach you? How can they reach out to you?
Well, let's talk about the summit, LasVegasCOVIDSummit.com, LasVegasCOVIDSummit.com, or Facebook, Las Vegas Summit. And for my campaign, it's SimonForGovNV.com, S-I-M-O-N, SimonForGovNV.com.
Dr. Simon, always good to get with you. We'll do it again soon, I promise.
Thank you, Kevin. You're the best.
Dr. Fred Simon joining us. We continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
If you live long enough, you've experienced the same thing. A certified letter arrives from the IRS. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Many of us have experienced that sense of dread, that knot in the pit of your stomach that comes with a letter saying you owe thousands of dollars to the IRS. You're embarrassed to tell your friends, ashamed to tell your spouse. You think of losing your house, losing your business? It doesn't have to be that way. That's where my friends at New Hope Tax Defense come in. Their team of dedicated tax professionals will not only guide you through the process, they'll stay with you for the duration. The pros at New Hope Tax Defense will develop your own personal strategic plan. They'll present all your options, and then the choice of how to move forward will be yours. Call New Hope Tax
Defense, 702-483-0220. That's 702-483-0220. Or check them out at newhopetaxdefense.com. Don't put it off. Call right now, 702-483-0220. Make that call right now.
You know, I'm a lot like you. When I was growing up, I took hearing for granted. I mean, I heard everything. But as I've gotten older, I noticed considerable hearing loss in both ears. I finally got tired of missing out on roughly half of conversations with family and friends, so I asked Steve Romeo at Quality Hearing Aids to test my hearing, and he confirmed what I had suspected. Not only did I have hearing loss, but there were words I could hear but not understand. Steve fitted me with new state-of-the-art hearing aids, and the difference has been incredible. It's been a life changer.